let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Well, good morning out there. Brr, it's a cold one.
It really is.
So it's cold now, but it's not freezing yet. So this is the day.
Lord is name.
This is the day.
Yes.
To protect your stuff. And so we're going to talk a lot about that. It's a tough time. Mm-hmm. I mean, if it seems like we're projected for probably 15 or so in the city.
And out where I live, it's going to be even colder.
Yeah, and then
yeah, Katie says 9, and
right.
I'm sure we'll be even colder further west.
Yeah, because a lot of times what happens with these things, this is the Arctic blast, right? It is a strong push southward of very, very cold air.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes they do build up to colder. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I've driven around Katie a bunch and, you know, see so many citrus trees. Well, very few of them are hardy to 8.
And, uh-oh.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't want to be like, you know, doom and gloom here. But just covering it with frost cloth.
Yes.
It's not called hard freeze cloth. It's called frost cloth. And if that's all you're going to do, no heat source, no extra watering, you know, just be aware that it may not be sufficient for mm-hmm. some of these plants. So we do want to hear your calls, 281-496-5711. Every plant has a little bit of unique thing. Some of them you can cut back right now and cover more easily. Some of them you just cover with some leaves or some cardboard or mulch. Other ones, like, really, you know, got to be protected. A plumeria is one that we'll visit later on, but you just
It should have been dug out of the ground
yeah.
a month ago.
Yeah, if you didn't dug it around the first freeze, but yes. you should do it now.
Yes.
Dig it out of the ground, clean the roots off, and just store it in your garage.
Yes.
That's the plumeria.
And even that might be a problem. Garages might get too cold for your plumerias. I moved all mine inside
yeah.
for the freeze.
See, I got almost all my plants inside. I mm-hmm. dug up 4.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Kind of more severe things you can do with some of your plants. But obviously, like, we're going to lose some.
Yes.
So I don't know if any of you guys out there were gardening in 1989.
Or 1983.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1983. And that's when we last saw kind of these temperatures. And so, you know, maybe other Houstonians would love to hear that message. You know, I was 13 in 89 and was not gardening.
Mm-hmm.
I had just eaten my first raw tomato, just like off the bush.
Yes.
Loved it. And I think that's maybe changed my trajectory
uh-huh.
For life. So anyway, Mrs. Home Show Garden Pros, our whole goal is to help you with gardening. And so, you know, we do want to talk about kind of everything from, you know, what to plant now or, you know, what to plant in 4 or 5 days. But I know that we got a lot of exhausted gardeners out there, people that have worked their tail off to get their plants protected. And you guys that's awesome.
Yes.
That's incredible work. I know all of the city insulation stuff, frost cloth, all the stuff is sold out or being sold out
mm-hmm.
in process. And it's because you're working so hard. So we're here to help. This is Home Show Garden Pros. We give advice right now, but we do have our co-op members, our partners, people who make the core of the show. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens is one of them.
That's me.
That's right. And Buchanan's Native Plants, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Warren Southern Gardens, Kingwood Garden Center. These are your allies. These are your partners. They're locally owned. They know they're going to be experiencing in their lawn what you're experiencing in yours.
Yes.
So somewhere they're the owners or somewhere else in Dallas or California or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't.
And Danny, can I interject? We did several live visit videos, and we have it on
Y'all
YouTube
did.
And Facebook. We're out there in the weather, and we're showing live what to do.
Yes.
And it's real easy to follow. Sometimes people get real technical on all this, and we've shown
yeah.
exactly what to do on your irrigation system,
mm.
you know, that backflow valve, pointing it, zooming in, and showing how to turn the screw which way and
right.
everything. Because people who don't do this all the time, they're very unsure.
Yeah.
We got it made it really, really clear for you all so that you know exactly what to do with your garden and your irrigation systems for this freeze.
And it's an excellent video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very long. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens Facebook
yes.
page.
Facebook.
It's
and it's on YouTube too. And we did it twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's a, you know, it's a dark era for gardeners. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
No,
times.
It's not dark. It's positive. It's positive because we're going to learn from it.
We are going to learn.
We're
going to
learn about a hardiness of our plants, and the ones that we lose, it's an opportunity to get new plants in our garden and freshen up.
I do. I hear that. I agree with it wholly. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I got a couple citrus trees that I do love.
Yeah. Now that is going to be.
I got a tall eucalyptus that's uh-huh. like a cool plant.
Yeah.
You know, I do cuttings from it all the time. We'll make like smell the house good with it. Mm-hmm. Make tinctures. You know, even
yeah.
like floral. I'll put it in floral stuff. So I'm worried about it. But we're all worried about
yeah.
different things.
Yes.
And so we are here. This is today. We are like, what's that one plant that you're the most worried about? Give us a call. We'll either commiserate with you, help you celebrate a death and new life situation, or we will also try to give you great advice to save that thing, because it's possible for almost every plant that's not a big tree. So 281-496-5711,
281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros, we'll be right back.
Rich, fertile soils, native mulches, beneficial composts, and organic landscaping supplies are the reasons avid gardeners have searched out Nature's Way resources for over 25 years. Now it's easy to find the original leaf mold compost, native mulches, and organic soil blends in your own neighborhood. Visit natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores and pick the location near you. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way. NaturesWayResources.com.
Native plants add beauty and color to landscaping, require less water while thriving in our clay soil. They're just tough to find in Southeast Houston until now. Think hardware, Friendswood Hardware, and native plants. Friendswood Hardware has Landscaper's Pride Soils, Nature's Way Resources Composts, MicroLife Fertilizers, Gardening Tools, Pots, Seeds, and native plants. Perfect for your home. Friendswood Hardware is easy to find. Look for the giant hammer. Friendswood Hardware, 203 West Edgewood. Online at friendswood-hardware.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
That's right, 281-496-5711. This is Home Show Garden Pros, Anita Nelson.
That's me.
That's her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Danny Milliken, and we're here to talk gardening. So, you know, we had a little tradition on the show where we have a great website. homeshowgardenpros.com. On there, there's the Listen Now button. There's lots of just kind of tips and videos and tricks. We do have a new post about protecting your irrigation system from freeze damage. Your plumbing is a big deal. Your water spigots are a big deal. These are things that can break and really kind of be a disaster. And so
yes.
We also just, you know, are going to have a lot of information and whatever we can get on there to protect your plants. A lot of that's happening on Facebook, a little more immediate. Our Instagram also a little more immediate on how there's some how-to posts. Then there's also some how-not-to posts. Those are maybe just as important.
Just as important,
in
yes.
In this time. So that's our website, homeshowgardenpros.com. There is the Ask a Pro button that we've got where you just click that button, you send us an email. And every week we like to answer an email. And so as you can imagine, a lot of our questions have been about the freeze. So,
I have questions, Danny.
Well, we're going to do the email question
okay.
first, and then I will bounce our questions off each other. Okay. This one is from Mikhail. So, Mikhail asks, we have a well-established persimmon tree, at least 10 years old. Do we need to wrap the trunk before this freeze?
Your question, Danny. You're the fruit guy.
Oh, okay. Well, there was one also about, is it a good time to plant snap peas?
Yes.
Okay. So to the snap peas question, yes. To the persimmon tree question, if you just talk about wrapping the trunk, you know, make sure you cover up the bottom 2 feet. And maybe you're using just one of your old towels. Like a garage
towel. Persimmon trees are pretty tough. I mean, they grow in Maryland, they grow in Japan, and they don't do anything to them.
So that is the point.
I'm not sure you need to do much.
You just don't want it to die all the way.
Yeah.
That's the wrinkle with all this stuff. I mean,
will it even die? I mean, it's
yeah. They're weird.
They're weird.
They really adjust to the climate they're in.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So dropping down. I mean, I am going to put like a dog towel, you know, a lousy towel that's hardly used around the trunk of most of my trees.
Okay.
And so with just an effort to trade, to save the grafts if they're grafted. Now, persimmons usually aren't grafted. And so if your persimmon needs it, you'll have done it. If it doesn't need it, then you'll be fine. And so the other wrinkle there is everybody's doing so much. So it's like persimmon's pretty low on the list of things you got to protect, right?
Yes, yeah.
So great. Well, I plant snap peas.
Yes, I have some that are, they're 3 feet tall now.
Yeah, right.
And I also planted new seeds 2 weeks ago, which they haven't even germinated yet. That's a good
thing.
Nice,
yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how they do through the freeze.
It'll probably pop up today.
Yeah, hopefully. But I also planted at the same time beets, carrots, lettuce. They've all sent their little tiny leaves up. And I'm thinking, should I cover that with a blanket? Should I do that?
So what I love doing with seedlings, and I have bush beans. I have some tomatoes popping up.
Yep.
I have some carrots, lettuce.
Yes.
Is that I like to get a bag of leaves or even a bunch of leaves. I say bags because I take them from my neighbors.
Yes.
And put about 3 inches of leaves. And then you're just insulating. You're raising the soil level, basically, temperature-wise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, that soil is not going to get 10. You know, it's going to, even if it gets 28 or something like that, that'll be the very top. So if you can raise, if you can put leaves down, and then you can just blow them off into a compost pile somewhere. So, I mean, I like using leaves just to improve soil quality in, like, places that are sort of forgotten, like sides of houses, around my compost bin, where there's lots of walking.
Yeah.
But I also love it as a mulch for the garden.
That's great. I'll be doing that this afternoon then.
Yeah. So, I mean, I did it yesterday. I snagged all my neighbors. We had a heavy trash day on Tuesday. On Wednesday, there were like 80 bags of leaves out. I was like, you guys are one day late. Just get it earlier. Anyway, it worked out for me. So that's what I do for you. So I have pretty big tomato plants now that I started very early. What's your thought on those?
I don't know if those are going to make it or not. I also have two tomatoes in the ground, and it's already frozen out where we are, so they probably haven't even made it because I didn't do anything yesterday.
Oh, right.
So I don't know. Yeah. It'll be a learning thing.
Okay. So
yeah.
I'll tell you what I did do with them.
Tent them, I'll bet.
Well, it's going to do it after the break. It's one of those teases. And this is going to be our advice for lots of small or newly planted plants that you might be worried about. So that's kind of where we're going to go with those. 281-496-5711. What do you want to protect? How are you? You're still gardening. You're still out there. You're doing stuff. I know a lot of you are overwhelmed. We're feeling the same thing. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros. One thing we know in this tough time is that soil health leads to more resilient plants. So better able to handle a frost. And there's a lot of data supporting this. Better able to handle a frost, better able to survive freeze, and then recovery is quicker. I have seen a study on organically grown oranges versus commercially grown oranges, and the same freeze temperatures, the same kind of chaotic thing. The only difference, same variety, only difference was the soil life. And the organic ones didn't die back as far, and they came back quicker and fruited quicker. And so we say all that to talk about like finding great solutions for stuff and being aware and being knowledgeable. And that's why I just want to lift up Southwest Fertilizer, because it is an awesome place for those solutions. So this is a gardening shop, outdoor enthusiast store. So, you know, Anita and I consider grass to be a gardening activity, you know, mowing lawns. But Bob Patterson and his team, they love knowledge. They love learning stuff. They love helping you with problems. You got a problem, you take a bag, you take a picture in. So you can even like bring a sample of the weed or bring in a picture of it. And they will want to help you solve it. They will help you out. You will get attention to your problem that satisfies it. So they have a ton of solutions, a big, huge organic corner in their space with lots of different fertilizers and, you know, root stimulants and foliar sprays and all the stuff that we love it. We love for you to use. So every garden and lawn issue, they have the solutions, the mulch, the fertilizers, price for every budget, tons of tools, birding stuff, pet care stuff, mowers and lawn equipment, great brands on all that stuff. And they also have a full service mower center. So, but again, that best part is they're great staff. They love helping you out. And if they don't have what you're looking for, they'll help you find it. They've been solving Houston yard and garden problems since 1955. So, you know, they've probably seen this freeze, a freeze like this before. So Southwest Fertilizer, check them out, southwestfertilizer.com, and you can learn a lot about all their great offerings. Really cool space. So yeah, we're part of our goal is to help encourage you to improve the soil as you face this, because you're talking about less damage, better resiliency. And so, you know, we've from the get-go been very soil first.
Very much so, yes.
Compost top dressing.
Yes, it just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, using good fertilizer, mm-hmm. stuff like that. So the weather's interesting. So I don't know if you guys do Space City weather. So Dr. Bob Randall is in Oba with me, and he is a big weather enthusiast. Space City weather website by Eric Berger, and they really explain the weather. They don't just like forecast it, so you're not just like, you know, wondering what's going to happen. So, but Anita, it's looking like we may have some rain, light rain, and then that will transition to snow.
Yes.
And you were kind of saying that was going to be good.
It's a good thing, yes.
Say more, say more.
Well, because snow, it will act as an insulator for the soil, for our plants, that will, it stays at a medium 32 degrees, and your temperature, your air temperatures drop down to 9.
Right.
At least out where I am, they're going to be a 9.
Sure.
So the plants underneath that blanket of 32 degrees are going to stay at 32 degrees. Mm. They're not going to be, they're going to be covered, and they're not going to be exposed to that 9-degree air temperature.
Nice.
That's how that works. And again, the soil itself will also be protected. And that brings me to, our soil's not going to freeze here. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, right.
And so that would be a disaster for us.
Right.
And all of you who are worried about losing your plants, most of you are not going to lose your plants. Mm. You'll lose the top of your plants. But the roots will still be alive, and your plant will spring back more beautiful than ever.
Yeah.
In the spring. And our big tip back when spring hits is we'll be encouraging you to tip prune constantly to make that branch out. And make it. And if you're looking for that, the shrubbery or type of look to your whatever's coming back in your yard. But yeah, don't be too worried about losing the tops of your plants, because the roots are protected by our warm soils.
Like I'm thinking of lantana, salvia, mm-hmm. Hamelia,
yes,
thyrallis, like
yes.
All these things are just gonna back to the ground.
Back to the ground, and then you'll have new plant.
But I mean that Hamelia will get 6 feet in 4 months.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so these plants, a lot of the natives that are
especially if you're organic.
Yes, right, exactly. And yes. I guess I'm talking from my experience personally,
yes.
But it's a great time to, if they get knocked down, to remulch, you know,
yes.
To take care of the
mm-hmm.
space, to like actually make a change that helps them be mm-hmm. more successful.
Yes.
And so another cool thing is, you know, like a lot of the fresh new weeds aren't going to love it
mm-mm.
when it's 10.
Yeah, so we're going to lose a bunch of the weeds that have already come up.
Yeah.
So I would be prepared, because I missed the opportunity to put down the pre-emergence, the organic ones. I like to use those.
Sure.
And, of course, I had weeds coming up everywhere. So now they're going to get knocked down, and I'm going to be prepared this time with my pre-emergent organic.
Nice.
To catch the next group that's going to come up.
And I love that. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Although, with our warm soils, I don't know how many of our weeds are going to really get knocked back.
Yeah, that's right. They'll have leaf singeing too in their little roots.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's some of them don't have very much root system though, so that's the hope. I will say this is that I see from time to time at people's houses, they don't have a lot of soil around the base of their plants, and so the top level of roots is exposed. And if that's the case, if you got bare soil right now, you've got to get some mulch down. You've got to get some leaves even to cover it.
Yes.
Like anything to make sure that those roots are just under a little bit of something.
Yeah.
Because the dream scenario is a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
Coat all the plants, get them wet, maybe even form a protective layer of ice.
Yeah.
Some blowing rain would be great.
Yes. Yeah.
And then some snow.
Yep.
So that would be the dream. So if it does snow, y'all, we're really looking at a much more positive situation.
For our plants. Everything else, no.
It would be so pretty.
It'd be pretty. Stay off the streets, folks, if it snows.
Yeah, if it snows, it also means that under that snow is some ice.
Yeah.
Because it'll will have rained first. Well, we're going to explore a few varieties of plants. A lot of these we've got specific questions about, so we're just going to keep that going. We already got persimmon. Oh, yeah, was it persimmon or pomegranate?
It was persimmon.
Oh, your persimmon's going to be totally fine.
Yeah.
All right, great. And we're going to keep on going the next few, a little bit of time on citrus, and then we're going to talk back and forth on our veggies, and then we're going to share our small plants strategy. So stay tuned. We're talking free stuff. We want to hear from you. 281-496-5711. What is the plant you're worried about? What have you done? Some of you are still sleeping because you worked so hard yesterday to cover all your stuff.
Yeah, we usually get calls by now, but I think we do have exhausted gardeners out there.
Well, they did a hard work. It's a labor of love for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it feels frustrating, but know that you got something that you love that you're working on that's alive and you're doing great. 281-496-5711.
Yes.
All right. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Get sharp now. This is your last month to sharpen your mower blades. Dull blades make mowing hard on you, the mower, and your grass. Sharp is better. It's why you listen to Home Show Garden Pros.
That's right, because we're so sharp. he's right. You got to sharpen those blades. Now, you're probably not mowing your lawn this week, so don't worry about it this week, but Home Show Garden Bros is here. We're here to talk to you here with Anita Nelson. We want to talk about MicroLife a little bit. This is another great way to make your soil better. You can, you know, start preparing for your spring season, even protecting your plants now. You want soil warmth, and actually by putting something down like the MicroLite's, the MicroGrow, which is full of great living material, you'll actually activate that soil, make it a little bit warmer, and it's hard to stymie it. The Humates Plus is going to be a huge tool in recovering your soil. If you're putting down salt so you can get out of your driveway Monday morning, or you're, just want to get your plants to kind of come back faster, that Humates Plus is incredible. You put it everywhere. You put it on your lawn, your gardens, everything, and it will help bring stuff back. It's easy to apply. And the big thing is they're multi-purpose. They're 624, the green bag. This, again, it's got tons of microbes in it, tons of minerals in it, everything your soil needs for recovery. So this is something you can put down now, you can put down tomorrow, you can put down whenever you want, because it can't burn your plants. It doesn't, there's no false, you know, kind of growth period forced by chemicals. It is just building the soil. So MicroLife fertilizers are completely safe for all plants, kids, and pests. Their slogan, which we love, MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. So you got a favorite of the MicroLife?
I like the Humates because I like the blue bag and the Humates one. The blue bag is for fruits and vegetables.
Ooh.
And since I grow a lot of that, I use a lot of that.
That's the ultimate?
Yeah, the ultimate.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Uh-huh. But I have all, at all times I have Humates, I have the green bag, and I have the blue bag. Well, I also have the pink bag for citrus, the acidifier.
Yeah.
Because I have plants that like acid. I've got I got a hydrangea. I fertilize with that. I fertilize my blueberries with that. So, yeah, I keep all those on hand at all times.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of places do the refillable thing.
Yes.
And you know, you guys sell those cartons.
Yeah, we're going to do the refillable someday. We're just got to get it going.
Sure. Uh-huh. And, you know, this week's maybe not the one to worry about. But it's great because that size is nice for the things like the azalea, the acidifier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I go through Microlife.
I do too.
I like getting a bunch of bags and then putting them all out so they're not sitting around.
Yes. Anyway,
that's Microlife. They do a great job. We're going to answer calls now. So we're going to go straight to Barbara. Barbara, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning. Hi.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi, Anita. How are you?
Good.
I'm feeling a little bit old this morning because I think I heard Danny say he was 13 years old.
I did, too.
Yeah. I thought, oh.
Yes, well, I remember.
Not 13 years old now.
No, but I do remember 1989 and 1983 when we had 5 days of temperatures below freezing.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a toughie. How old would you have been then, Danny?
I'm 3 right now. In 1983?
Yeah.
I would have been
7.
Yeah. And I remember the Louisiana irises froze.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a tough one. Yeah. So what's up, Barbara?
Yeah.
Well, I planted some bougainvilleas back in the summer, and so I probably need to cover them, correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Because I've been lazy. I have not covered anything. I've brought plants in planters, but I haven't gone out and covered any of my plants.
That's not such a bad thing, Barbara, because it has allowed the plants that have been exposed to these temperatures to what they call harden off. They toughen up, and they'll be better prepared for the really hard freeze coming. I haven't covered my plants either for that same reason.
Hey, Barbara, how big is the bougainvillea?
They're getting pretty big. They're starting to go around my trellis and all, so they're getting pretty large right now, 2 of them on either side of a trellis.
Well, when you cover them, you just got to make sure that you somehow seal the top of the tent. So, because you don't want to have a chimney, if you will, letting every ounce of heat out. So wet them real thoroughly, cover them up, make sure you're all sealed up on top.
Okay. But open to the ground on the bottom.
Open to the ground, okay.
Because the ground warmth will trickle up.
Rise.
Rise up into that tent area and keep those plants protected.
Okay, great. And I also wanted to make a comment about how grateful I am to the Nelson family. Mm-hmm. They showed so much care and concern. Oh, I'm going to cry. Sorry. When my husband was very, very ill, when he had COVID, and Anita and her family just lifted me up and texted me every day and just made sure I was doing okay. So I want to thank Anita and her family.
Well, that is a great thing to hear.
Thank you, Barbara. You're making me tear up right now.
Well, and I really so appreciate all of you for your care and concern. And my husband's doing well. In fact, he called a couple of weeks ago and talked to you.
Well, he came to the store and we saw him.
Yes, yes. And he called and talked on the radio. Mm-hmm. And when he got off, Danny, he said, wow, they really know their stuff. So he was excited to get your help on what to do about our Tifway grass. And so I really appreciate your help as well with your information.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you. And, you know, like dear friends, community members, like the Nelsons are not, they're not a dime a dozen. That's a special category of folks. So look at you over here. thanks, Barbara. Definitely bougainvillea. That's a tropical vine. You know, it loves 50-degree days, but not so much 15-degree days.
Yes, you'll have to report to us how that plant fares after this.
Yes, please do.
It's over.
We got a text question from Brian McCullough saying, do I need to protect a 6-foot olive tree from the freeze? Planted about 2 years ago. What's your take on olives?
Yes, you need to protect it. Mm-hmm. I don't, as far up as you can, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's at the point where you wrap the trunk, again, 2 feet, a towel will do it, a wet towel will be ideal, and then try to, you know, tarp over it. Now, a 6-foot tree, you know, means you would need at least, like, 12 feet of material. Now you can wrap something around it, but you got to have a tent open to the soil at the bottom, but sealed off everywhere else. You don't want a hole in that thing because then it's just worthless. The heat will just pass out.
This is where you should never get rid of any bricks.
Sure, yeah.
Always keep bricks.
Right, just a nice little pile of bricks for weights.
For things like this to happen.
No, that's a great word. So, Brian, we're saying yes to covering that olive tree. Olives can be pretty hardy, so there's hope for it. But, you know, if it's the only thing you're worried about covering, throw the whole, you know,
shebang at it.
Can of worms. Yeah. What is the whole 9 yards? No,
whole nine. Shebang. I thought worked.
Shebang. Yeah. at it. But it may be the last thing on your list. And so we get that a lot of y'all are working really hard and have already done a lot of this covering. So that is one of the things that we want to help you guys do out. So Brian, thanks for that question. 281.
Olive trees made me think of avocados.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, avocados, you definitely. This is a wrap the trunk as much as you can, towels, put a mound of leaves around it, like protect the top, protect that graft, protect the top of the roots. And your best bet is that it kind of comes back from where you protected it. And so the higher you can wrap it and the more material you can put around it, the higher the heat will be on it. But you're going to see the leaves. The leaves and the stems are going to be toast, even if you cover it with a tent.
Okay, fig trees.
Fig trees should be fine. I would I would make a mound of leaves or mulch over the top of their trunk. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to keep doing more here. We're making sure we cover y'all's favorite plants here on Home Show Garden Pros. So you want to say the number?
281-496-5711. Call us.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes. Get your veggie gardens ready, guys. Tomatoes, peppers, and much more will be here soon. We'll have about 60 varieties of tomatoes and over 40 types of peppers specifically chosen for success in our area. And they are grown right here in our own greenhouses. We've got lots of beautiful petunias out here. Enjoy these old-fashioned favorites in a whole new way. Many of us consider petunias a sentimental favorite as we remember our mothers or grandmothers planting them every spring for their cheery, colorful, trumpet-shaped flowers. At Enchanted, you can now enjoy these old-fashioned favorites in a new-fashioned way with this year's selection of specialty petunias. Plant them now for early spring color that you'll enjoy for months to come. Growing your own food has become the rage this past year, and growing your own fruit trees can be one of the most rewarding ways to try it in your own yard. Our nurseries have a great assortment of citrus trees that include many of your favorites, plus apples, pears, plums, peaches, nectarines, apricots, avocados, and much more. Come on out and see what you can't live without. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Enchanted Gardens Richmond or Enchanted Forest Richmond, or both. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359, convenient to Richmond, Rosenberg, and Cinco Ranch. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, convenient to Sugar Land and Rosenberg. Come on out and see us. And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
Thanks, Joey. Good word. 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. You guys are battling. I know. Doing great. And so we're going to keep talking through different solutions, different, you know, creative things that we're seeing that we know will work. We talked a little bit about veggies. So we both have tomato plants.
We do.
So I have some small seedlings, which I'm just covering with leaves.
Yes.
And that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll kind of save that soil heat. And, you know, they're only 2 inches tall, so I just piled leaves all over that whole veggie bed. Free leaves, I might add, from the neighbor. Yes, they think I'm crazy. But they already did. So I have bigger ones. I have like 1.5-foot tomato plants that I planted in January and, you know, arguably early. And now those of you who said don't plant them then, there you go. You know, I have big plants, but there's a danger coming. So one of them, the Beefmaster, I'm pulling out of the ground, putting in a 3-gallon pot, planting it nice and high, and taking it inside. And the other one, I'm doing the method that I always encourage everyone to do, and this is a celebrity, and I'm putting like a bucket over it, a 5-gallon plastic bucket, and I'm surrounding that bucket with leaves.
This is going to be really interesting to hear you talk next week and see how all these plants are doing.
See how things did.
Yeah. It's going to be 70 degrees Sunday next week. So.
That's wild.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I have big collard greens, big kales, which those are cold hardy. But again, I don't know about 15 degrees.
Yeah, I don't know either. You know? Or 9 degrees because I've got kale.
Yeah.
So
nine.
I really encourage all of our listeners out there to please report in how cold it got where you are and how your plants did, because this is going to be good information for us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 281-496-5711. That's how you do that. We're going to go to Bob. Bob, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, good morning. I was calling about, I've got some beautiful sago palms, and they're you know, not too high up, but what do I do to protect them? Just put towels over them?
Yes, I would cover them with towels or comforters or blankets or things like that.
Yeah, the tough thing about them, Bob, is that the what really matters, if you want to be super proactive, you would take all the leaves off and you would make a tent and you would protect the crown, which is the only, because all the leaves are going to freeze. They're all going to be brown. Oh. After this. And so that crown, though, the very top of the palm is where all the growth happens. If that thing dies or gets frozen and starts to rot, your plant's toast. And so it's a tough deal. But, like, you know, it could have a flush of growth and be back to normal, you know, come April, if you can keep it alive.
And you might get pups down at the base come back up in the spring, too.
And I have some of those. I have some of those pups around already.
Well, and so maybe those are the focus.
Yeah.
Maybe those are the focus. And that's where, like, mulch and or leaves or something like that could really come into play without having to, like, do a big coverage.
So basically just scalp them is what you're saying.
On the bigger ones, if I had sago palms that I wanted to save or any cycad, I would take all the leaves off, make a tent over it, make special effort to protect the crown of the plant. So that's because that's where the life is. That's where the growth point is.
I see. Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Bob. Extreme measures, desperate times calls for desperate measures. You
know?
Yeah. Normally, we're not saying take all the leaves off of anything, but if they're going to die and they're going to make it impossible for you to cover that plant, hey, you know, there you go. All right, we're going to Carlton. Carlton, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. I had a question about, I've got a bunch of ginger plants. Of course, I got too many to even cover. They're probably going to die back, but they'll come back, won't they?
Yes, they will. Yeah, they'll be fine. I've got a ton of ginger, too. And actually, in a way, I'm sort of looking forward to one in particular to dying back because it really needs to be got under control. So, yeah, they'll come back. But, yeah, you'll have to trim off all that dead foliage. When would you recommend doing that? Not right after the freeze, but
I usually say 40 days after the freeze.
40 days after the freeze?
And, you know, ginger is a little bit different. Those root ones, you can do it within a week.
Uh-huh.
Carlton, what kind of ginger is it?
Well, I don't know. It was here when I moved in. It's about, I would say, about 5-6 foot tall. I've got them in different patches. And I remember... Oh, not too long ago, maybe when it snowed a few years back, I cut them back all the way down to the bottom of the root, and they came back.
Yeah.
After this, if they go down like they did then, that'd be the way to cut them back?
Just down all the way down. And they're going to provide their own insulation.
And you know what? I'm guessing what you have is shell ginger.
Yeah.
Because they get that tall and that big, and their leaves are real dark green. Are your leaves a real dark green?
No, they're not. You know, there's some green ones in there. They're almost a yellowish lime.
Okay, then those are not shell gingers. Those are butterfly gingers, probably.
Or variegated.
Yeah. Or the variegated ginger. Is it the variegated ginger? You know, the yellow, green-leaved ones?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're going to provide their own insulation. Mm-hmm. That would be a plan I just don't worry about. Maybe you're surrounding the edges of them with some mulch or some leaves to make. Carlton, are you willing to pick up leaves off the street to use as insulation?
Well.
So I'm wondering if I'm the only one who's willing to do this.
No. I just raked up all my leaves.
Oh, you got your own leaves.
Underneath there.
Gotcha.
I did, and I kind of cleaned up a little bit too early, getting ready for spring.
For sure.
I'm pretty sure they're going to go down.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to go down, but it's all just kind of making sure that the roots aren't damaged at any part of it. So it's like the very outside doing a little 4-inch curb, if you will, of leaves might save the day. Mm-hmm. So piece of cake.
I got you. Okay. Well, I expect to lose a few plants during this. That was my question about the ginger. I remember cutting it back. It was years ago. And it did come back. Of course, it's come back real good. I don't think at that time it was down to, you know, like 11 degrees.
Right. Your roots will be fine from the top. It'll keep a lot of heat and space by the leaves. And if they die the first night and during that bad day, you'll definitely be insulated. So,
got you.
But they're going to knock back to the ground.
When did you say cut them back?
I'd do a week after the freeze. So you know exactly what you're cutting back.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, man. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. When we get back, we'll talk to Lee and anybody else who's on the phone. So 281-496-5711.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren's Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Friendswood Hardware, organic solutions for healthy lawns and gardens. Now offering native plants, nature's way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros is back. And again, we want you guys to remember that good soil health is so key in these times of difficulty, because resilience is what comes from healthy soils. Healthy landscaping and gardens start with healthy soils. And there's a great company, Landscapers Pride, that's been doing local business for 30 years, family owned, can actually help you with healthier, fast growing recovery after this freeze. So Landscapers Pride makes great soils. And soil is like a mix already. So it's ready to go in the ground or in the pot. They have an incredible potting soil. It's a curated blend of compost, peat, fine sand, and organics. It is a wonderful potting media, great for vital nutrients to plants. So I like compost. I like peat because it sticks around. I love compost because it's so rich. So here's one of very few potting soils that has both of those things. So if you are having to dig up like your tomato plants and put them in a new container, go get some Landscapers Pride potting mix. This is a great way to like get your plants a health boost while saving them from this freeze. The other one I love from them is called Black Humus. This is a mulch, but it's a black mulch because it's 100% aged pine. So it's been composted and screened. It is just humus rich, tons of carbon in it, but also it's that dark black that everybody wants, or a lot of people want. I'm fine without it, but the black humus is a beautiful project. Never forget the gardener's magic. Great mixture of soil. So, you know, this is a naturally organic product, really incredible product, Landscaper's Pride. You can get it at all our Garden Pro locations, Southwest Fertilizer and Friendswood Hardware. Incredible stuff. Learn more about them at homeshowgardenpros.com. We're going straight to callers. Lee, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, I wanted to know about we have a lot of succulents and cactus in our yard. And we have barrel cactus. We have prickly pear. We have spineless prickly pear. We have a pencil cactus. We have all kinds of succulents. What should we do with those?
The succulents are definitely not going to do well in this freeze, and so our leaf blanket that we've been talking about constantly would be a really good strategy to put on top of those. And prickly pear, I don't know, that's pretty tough, isn't it, Danny? I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, you're talking about the apuntia?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't worry about the barrel cactus very much. I would definitely surround it with a mound of leaves if possible.
Mm-hmm.
The apuntia, even if it goes, it'll come back thriving. The cool thing about taking a hit on an established plant is the root system is so big.
Yeah, but those really fleshy.
The pencil cactus. Yeah, the real fleshy ones are.
Yeah.
The pencil cactus, it will struggle.
It will freeze.
So what I would do is get some cuttings now, start them up. Like, you can even get some bigger cuttings and start them up just in case. So cover it, but also get some cuttings.
Okay, that sounds great. I just wanted to make sure I could do it.
Yeah, and if you can actually cut the wind down on those, that might be where a tent would be really helpful for the pencil cactus, is you can actually cut the wind down. You can cut some of the damage down as it pulls moisture away or slams moisture against the cacti. But I wouldn't worry about the apuntia.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And, you know, plants have hardened, so that's a nice thing that we're dealing with.
It's true. They have. It's this lead up to this hard freeze has actually been good for them.
A ray of hope. 281-496-5711. Kathy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey, Kathy.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, thanks.
And I just tuned in, and someone may have already called about this, and if they have, I sincerely apologize. But we have a really tall, I had four at one time, and I'm down to one, and I have a really tall, I think it's a queen palm or maybe even a king palm.
Yeah.
I know, I hear your voice. Don't say that to me. You're supposed to tell me how to say it. It's probably about 25 feet tall. It's fabulous. So I just heard you tell the one guy just to cut the leaves off and cover the crown, and don't think I won't get out there and try to do that if that's what you tell me I need to do. Will it make any difference?
So I think there is a little bit of hope. So palms, you know, like most plants, they have the nutrients go up to the top of the plant and down on the very outside. Palms do it on the inside. And so the actual xylem and phloem is protected a little bit. But you want to get a heat source up there if you're going to get a giant ladder and get to the top of this thing. But you've got to like be able to seal it. So it is going to be a little bit of like an intense deal. But, you know, even if you're just doing it during the 8-degree thing and you put like a hand warmer up there, it might make the difference. Like,
really?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, tape a couple of hand warmers up there and then cover that up with a blanket, not a sheet, but like a blanket or a tarp.
I have this one thing. It's like a gel, and it has this metal thing on the inside.
I love those. Yeah, no, reusable hand warmer.
And they become hard, you know, and they get really hot. I don't know. I guess it's not going to last 24 hours. I'd have to keep replacing it, I guess. But would that work?
I think that would be something that would be great. Because, you know, even if it's adding heat and you've insulated the space, maybe it's a couple towels you're putting up there underneath the blanket. But if you can keep the crown warm... Now, there is the chance that the whole palm will freeze and your efforts will not have done it. But if you can keep that crown warm, maybe there's a chance. Anita, do you have any other thoughts?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, Kathy, it's worth it. It's
sad.
Worth it. Literally, you're talking about like a tree that's worth doing the effort to save. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. We had it 11 years.
Right.
And
right.
It's beautiful. Okay. All right. Well, I'll... certainly try it. My husband's going to love hearing this.
never listen to that show again.
Yes. What is that guy doing? He's fucking crack. Whatever. Okay. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Okay. You too. And we don't condone the use of any drugs at all on Home Show. No, I'm just kidding. Home Show Garden Pros. Next up, we got a conversation with Bob Randall. Anita, great job, as always. Coming in hour two is Sherry Hare from Plants for All Seasons. So we'll talk with her in a little bit. Stay warm out there. If you got to protect your plants, don't be afraid to do it. Get after it. Your hard work will pay off. 281-496-5711.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at naturewayresources.com.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We are cruising through this Saturday morning talking gardening, and we're going to keep that going. We got a special segment that we got going on called Ask the Yard Geek. That is the Yard Geek's Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer, and does a great job answering questions. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, Danny. And the Yard Geek is ready to go.
All right. Well, they got a kind of a long question here. So this question's from Brooke. Brooke emails, my tropical plants are looking sad in their pots. I've moved them in and out of the garage to protect them from the weather. What should I do to get them healthy again?
Well, I know it's a pain moving those guys back and forth in the garage. I mean, there's nothing. It's a good exercise program for us, I guess. But it is a pain going back and forth. And I know if they stay in the garage too long, they really get peaked looking. So you like to get outside and get a little sunshine. But believe me, what you're doing for them is the best thing for the plant. Let's continue to do that. Let's get through February. And then in beginning of March, you can start bringing those pots out to stay for the spring. You might need to repot some of your tropical plants, maybe to a bigger pot if necessary. Use a good quality organic potting soil. Yep. Fox Farms is a great one, and it just will provide the plant everything it needs and perform well. You can kind of shape it up, prune it up at that time, get it ready to go. Make sure you feed it a recommended food for that particular plant, hibiscus, bougainvillea, whatever your tropical plant is. We've got all of those here at the store. And then make sure we're watering properly. Not over-watering, but just making sure that the plant is getting what it needs. The big thing with tropicals, and this is down the road a little bit, is placement. They like a lot of sun, no doubt about it, but I would think they would like the morning sun, early afternoon sun, and then maybe shield them a little bit from that hot afternoon sun. That's a little brutal on some of those hibiscus and bougainvilleas. They would prefer a little shade at that time. So where you place in the yard is important, and I think those plants will boom right back up once the weather gets warm.
Awesome. Well, I took notes. That was some good answering there. Thanks, Bob.
You're very welcome. And folks, if you got a yard problem and you're looking for solutions, grab a picture or sample and stop by Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions fit any budget. Easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.